was just before Christmas when all through the land, a seat for the Super Bowl, sure, got $4,000. The league had the jitters, the forecast caused dread, yet visions of greenbacks still danced in their heads. There was a curious scene at MetLife Stadium on Wednesday as officials involved in planning the Super Bowl addressed concerns that holding Super Bowl XLVIII in East Rutherford, New Jersey on February 2nd might not have been such a great idea. Steve Politi of the Newark Star-Ledger was there. Steve, what was the message at the press conference?
It was a show of force is what it was. They stood up in front of seven plows at a dais, and they discussed their serious plans for removing snow with 800 vehicles and 1,600 workers, and talked about something called brine capacity. They actually used those words about the amount of salt that is in the state borders of New Jersey, which is much more than you possibly could imagine. And the message was that no matter what event happens, they will be prepared to clean the roads and the stadium.
Well, let's get down to some specifics here. According to your Star-Ledger column, officials have 821 plows, 60,000 tons of salt, 440 spreaders and a crew of 1,600 workers at their disposal, 30 front-end loaders, 12 haul trucks, and 6 plows will work the parking lots if it snows on Super Bowl weekend. Are officials trying to frighten a potential storm away?
It might be part of it. It's not a bad strategy, actually, if they can make that work. I think they're more trying to reassure the family of four from Seattle who might want to plunk down $12,000 to come out here and see this game. I think that's what they're trying to do. Because people here, I mean, obviously, it snows here. The Meadowlands has been open since 1976. They've never postponed a game. You know, other than one incident where a couple of knuckleheads threw snowballs onto the field in a game about 25 years ago, there really have not been any snow-related problems. So I don't think people in New Jersey are worried about the idea that something terrible would happen and snow the game out. But I'm sure if you live someplace else, you might be a little worried to spend your money on it.
I particularly like your description of how the machine called the AeroCorp Snow Melter works. I'm quoting now, "Frosty goes in and seconds later a hat, a scarf, and a carrot come out." Did you get the sense that officials are perhaps being a little bit too dismissive of the potential power of an actual winter storm?
I really didn't from them. I do think that they're certainly trying to reassure people with what they're saying. But you can make the case, certainly, that the NFL certainly was dismissive of it. You know, they were very brazen about putting the game here, and you know, they do have contingency plans that they would play potentially in the middle of the week or next week, the weekend after, but I don't think anybody believes that that would possibly happen considering the ratings and everything else and the parties and the people who've gathered here. So yeah, I mean, a lot of people think they're kind of asking for it, that's for sure.
Last week's spate of winter weather in the nation's Northeast Corridor has spurred panic that the 48th edition of the NFL's Crown Jewel might be postponed by a major snow event. But you say Super Bowl snow should be embraced, not feared, right?
I do, and my theory on that is it would be the most memorable Super Bowl of all time. And I know a lot of people say that, well, it wouldn't be good for the competition, it wouldn't be fair, but football's an all-weather sport. You're supposed to have different conditions. It's not written in the rules that it has to be 70 degrees and sunny to play a game. So I think it would be a lot of added interest for the casual fan, especially if they do play the game in the snow.
The casual fan who's watching the game on television and is perfectly warm because he's turned the thermostat up.
Oh, exactly, and that's the thing. The thing about the Super Bowl, it's a television show first and foremost. Make no mistake about it, the 80,000 people who are shelling out $4,000 to sit in the building are certainly of a secondary interest to the NFL.
Steve Politi is a columnist for the Newark Star-Ledger. You can find a link to his article, "Snow at the Super Bowl Should Be Embraced, Not Feared," by visiting onlyagame.org. Steve, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me on, Bill. I appreciate it.
Derrick Rose is number one on the Chicago Bulls, or at least that was the number on the jersey he wore before the knee injury that sidelined him in November. Now, in at least one store still offering that jersey, Rose is number one half, as in half price, as in take Derrick Rose, please. Just last season, Rose's jersey was second in sales among NBA fanciers or horticultural enthusiasts or wine lovers inclined to put an accent mark over the E to create the pinkish concoction, rosé. Hey, sales guys, I'm just trying to help you out here.